Okay, so either you're one of, you know, four options. You're the type of person who showers in the morning, and you don't shower at night. You're one of those people that just shower at night, you don't shower in the morning. You're one of the people who shower both in the morning, both at night. Or you're one of those people who don't shower at all. So don't agree if you're the fourth option. But what about if you're one of those people that shower in the morning before davening? Are you allowed to shower before davening? Yes or no? Is it a violation of a possible issur? So the Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos, has a halacha that it's daf tesam and beis in Shabbos. It says, well, yeshiv adam lefnei asapar samachu mincha. You can't go to a barber before mincha. Ache yispal until you daven. Well, you can't saw the mamerchatz. You know how to take a shower and not go to a bathhouse, seemingly. Flo laborski, and then some type of tanner or something. Flo lecho, you're not allowed to eat. Flo ladin, you're not allowed to have a din, etc. This is talking about mincha. You're not allowed to go to these, you know, activities before mincha. Otherwise, what's the reason? The fear is that maybe you're going to be so engrossed in these items, you're going to be so involved in them, you're going to forget to daven mincha, you're going to forget to daven. If you forget to do that, then that's very bad. Therefore, you're not supposed to go to these things before daven. Fine. What about chakras? All it mentions is mincha. Well, first, we follow this halacha in general. So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Vav Halacha Hei, it says, Kevin shigiyos my mincha gedola. Once it reaches mincha, v'yichnas v'merchatz, afilu hazei, you're not even allowed to go for a shvitz, you know, to get a steam before mincha, ad shi yispal, shem yis'alif, because maybe you'll become so weak from your shower, etc. V'yavato menatfilu, you're going to forget to die. Fine. Two halachas later, the Rambam says something absolutely wild. He says, "Umutter l'stapir, ulikanis l'merchatz, somach l'shachris." Shachris, it's very different. Before davening of Shachris, you're allowed. Mimnei shelo gazru el samach l'mincha. They only enacted this violation close to mincha.
Shehu davar. It's going to be a night. You're going to.
Because it's davar matzui, he says. Because it's davar matzui. It's common, he says. Okay. Since mincha is so common that people do this, so we made a gezerah. Sherova am nichnasin sham bayom. Avo b'shachar davar she'eno matzui lo gazru bo. Shachar, since it's not so common for people to go to the bathhouse or go to a tanner or go to eat before shachar, he says, or whatever, therefore they didn't make this gezerah. That is what the Rambam says. So seemingly, according to this, it should be mutter to take a shower, to do everything that you want before shachar. In fact, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, how does Shulchan Aruch paskin? In Hilchos Tefillah Simen Pei Tes, in Sif Zayin, it says mutter with stopper, oikanis lemerchatz, you're allowed to take haircut or go to the bathhouse, samach l'shachris, before shachris, or samach l'shachris. Shelo gazru el samach l'mincha, shu davar amatzui. Same as the Rambam, it's fine. Seemingly, it should be okay to take a haircut or to go take a shower before shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a complete about face, based on an El Yerabah, which is pretty wild. He says, if you notice, it only really says samach l'shachris. That means before the time of shachris. But what about when the zman of tefillah started? In other words, let's say zman tefillah is 7 o'clock. So to take a shower at 6 o'clock, whatever, let's say alos is 6 o'clock. Let's say make it 6 o'clock alos. So to take a shower at 5:30 is no problem. To take a shower, though, once alos started, that is forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dafka samuch l'shachris, Dahainu kodem she'ola amud ha'shachar, Avo mi she'ola amud ha'shachar, Gamze aser. Once amud ha'shachar comes, it's forbidden. What's that based upon? You have to turn 3 pages or 2 pages in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says a separate halacha, that you're not to work before shachris. Aser lo is aseg b'tzrachav, you're not to handle business, you're now to go on a trip, and that's talking about chakras. So here, this is not because maybe you're going to come to forget davening chakras. This is that fundamentally, chakras should be the first thing that you do in your day, and therefore, you're not allowed to do business, you're not allowed to call up your broker before chakras, you're also not allowed to seemingly go to the merchatz before chakras. So no, don't raise your hand, but if you do the option of you take the shower in the morning, Or you do both, morning and night. So how are you allowed to take a shower before shachar? No, what's pshat? Any thoughts?
I can understand it for a cover of tefillah.
So for a cover of tefillah, but you have to hem and haw. But all the achronim hem and haw, and they come out with what you're saying. So the Yalka Yosef says, and the Rivos Ephraim, they say exactly what you're saying. They say that, look, you're only not allowed to do tzarchei atzmacha. You're calling your broker to do a deal, that's for yourself. But when you take a shower, why are you taking a shower? She should be cleaner for davening, you should be b'chavadik for davening. And therefore says the Rivos Ephraim for the Sephardim, so the Yalka Yosef says for the Sephardim, and it quotes the Rivos Ephraim for the Ashkenazim, that you would be allowed to take a shower before the davening. They don't distinguish what type of shower, etc.
Fine. If you took it every day. Right?
No, they don't distinguish.
It would be, because then you can't.
Well, let's say one day. Let's say not every day. You don't get up early so much. You wish your wife tries to kick you out of bed at 6:45 to make a 7 o'clock chakras, and you have time to shower. But every morning you only get up at 6:52. So if one morning you get up at 6:45, according to the Rivos Ephraim, for sure you could take a shower. Call a kavod. The more kavod you could.
To be honest, though, let's say you're doing it because I'm going to work.
So he doesn't distinguish.
You're saying there's no feeling. Like, let's say one morning I want to take a shower before work because I want, or you have an interview, right?
You're saying maybe there should be, depending on the scenario, why you're doing it. I'm not sure if kavanah so much matters, or is fundamentally, look, we should all shower before chakras. Alavai, we should all, be so clean. Sometimes we're not, it's harder to get up in the morning to shower, etc. Dry yourself off, get yourself dressed. You're right. If we could, then maybe we should, according to this svar. It's kavu tefillah. That's what they say.
Is our shower like a beis hamerchat?
Oh, so is our shower like a beis hamerchat? So let's see. So the Oz Nidbru says that rechitza is therefore it's muteris because it's not a malacha gemura. It's not really a merchatz. Having what they say kalachas. Just having water spritz on you from the shower is not really a merchatz. But he says definitely. He even says a mikvah of mayim chamim. He said would actually be even more permitted because he's like that's not the shower that they did in those times. You go dip in a mikvah. That's not doing a rechitza. So therefore he allows. Definitely mayim chamim of a mikvah, for sure. He says a shower where you wash yourself very well, perhaps there's room to be machmir, but he definitely says you could be mako for simply a shower itself. That's in the Oz Nidbru in Vav Mem Gimel, and the Yalka Yosef was in Pei Tes, and the Rivos Ephraim is Aleph Samach Vav. Okay, the Shevet Alevi says also, the Shevet Alevi in Tes Aleph, he says also that washing with soap under a shower is completely okay because it's only a shower head. Shower heads are fine. It's not really, we're not talking about a real rechitza of a merchatz, and that would be that. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argues with that. He says, look, you want to take a quick run in under the shower to clean yourself off, that's fine. He says this in Halicha Shlomo Beis Ches. But once you're putting on soap and you have all your 5 shampoos over there and you're putting on this shampoo and that shampoo and you're using this, deodorants and everything and it's a whole production, your whole bathroom stinks already from your long shower. He says there already, he doesn't say that to that extent, but that's his idea, that once it becomes an elaborate procedure, then already you shouldn't do that before davening. However, the Ma'ar HaShabbos brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman a little bit differently. He says, this is the Ma'ar, it's brought down in the Isha Yisrael in Perik Yud Gimel, Chaf Aleph Ahara Nun Hei. He writes that if you've got a minyan kavua, every day you daven at 7 o'clock. Every day you're at 7 o'clock minyan. So for you to then take a shower at 6:37 to 6:50, a long, nice 13-minute shower is fine. Because since you have a set minyan that you go to, there's no fear you're going to be mamshich or you're going to elongate the shower. Which is a little bit confusing because we thought the whole reason is nothing to do with you elongating your shower. We thought the reason is that it's a kavodika thing before davening. However, he seems to say if you know that it's not going to be mamshich because you have a set minyan, then it would be okay. Rabbi Yashuv, brought down in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, seems to say, at least as he's quoted, that you shouldn't take a full shower. You want to do your arms, your legs, you want to wash your hands, but the full body shower seems to say is forbidden. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Paskins, also brought down in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he argues with this, that if it's mutter, as long as you're having kavanah. This is what Zeva said before, if you have kavanah for tefillah, and you're doing it because, look, it's disgusting. I can't walk out in the morning. I'm one of those people who need to take a shower in the morning and in order for me to have proper kavana, so therefore that's why I'm taking the shower. So Rav Chaim says if you have that intent, then it is permitted. Finally, I heard, just remember, is, you know, the a kid, when you're taking bar mitzvah, you know, bar mitzvah lessons, you always have the bar mitzvah teachers telling you that you shouldn't take a shower before you put on tefillah, right? Because it ruins the tefillah. So I guess that's also another svar, is a separate issue, that if you are going to take a shower before davening, you know, you rely on some of the makeup poskim, you better make sure that you dry your hair very well. Otherwise, the tefillah, if it gets wet, it seeps into the tefillah and it ruins the batim, etc. You should be careful about that as well. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.